Well, most Wisconsin outdoor enthusiasts, I count myself as one, have at one time or another in our lives stumbled upon or maybe visited an Indian Mound group. And as far back as the mid-1800s, scholars have debated the authorship of these mounds. And today we know that the mounds of eastern North America were built by a series of prehistoric Native American cultures spanning over 2,500 years. We'll be talking about the mounds today and about the Mississippian Indian culture with Tom Plager, Dean and Campus Executive Officer and Professor of Anthropology and Archaeology at the UW-Baraboo Sauk County Campus. And he's been coming by once a month to talk with us about our Indian cultures and their history, and really pleased to have him back to zero in today on the Mississippian Indian culture and our Wisconsin ancient mounds. You may have some questions or comments for Dean Plager as we go along. I hope you'll join us. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. Dean Tom Plager with us by phone today. Tom, hi. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Great to be with you, Larry, and always enjoy being on the program and have an opportunity to talk about Wisconsin archaeology.
Yeah, it's great fun. Were all of the Indian mounds of Wisconsin constructed prior to European contact in the 1600s? Or?
Well, in Wisconsin, there isn't, at least to my knowledge, any type of ethnographic or early historic documents of Native peoples building mounds at the time that Europeans arrived in our state. In other areas of the southeastern United States and the eastern U.S., there were some cultures still building mounds. And today we know that mound building tradition extends back some 2,500 years, but by the time Europeans arrived, Native peoples were no longer constructing mounds in Wisconsin, which really perplexed many of the first explorers and settlers in our region, because they saw these structures and didn't see contemporary Indian peoples in our region building them.
Hmm. Well, I know at one time had a lot of mounds in Wisconsin. How many do you think, or how many are estimated to have been destroyed as, you know, through development?
Well, the estimates vary. Across eastern North America, the number that I hear most often and see in the literature is perhaps as much as 80% of the prehistoric earthworks that were built by Native peoples in the eastern U.S., including Wisconsin, have been disturbed or heavily destroyed. Wisconsin is a state that has had a very long tradition of professional archaeology and preservation, so we're fortunate that a significant number of our mound sites, including woodland and Mississippian mound sites, have been preserved through actions of the State Historical Society, local historical societies, and the Wisconsin Archaeological Society.
How do archaeologists assign the mounds in Wisconsin to the various prehistoric cultures?
Well, last time we talked about the woodland tradition, which started about 2,500 years ago, and that's marked by the appearance of mound construction and pottery. And those early mounds in the early and middle woodland stages are predominantly conical mounds. They tend to be almost exclusively burial mounds. But starting around AD, let's say 700-800, there's a new type of mound construction referred to as effigy mound that covers much of the southern half of the state. And so we have early woodland mounds, middle woodland mounds that are predominantly conical and burial mounds, late woodland mounds that for the most part in southern Wisconsin are animal, linear, some conical forms that some include burials, others did not, that are in large groupings. And then starting about 1,000 years ago, there's an intrusion of a culture that originated in the American bottoms in the middle Mississippi River Valley that brought a new type of mound building, and that's platform mound building that served for structures, ritual structures, and houses to sit on top of. So there are at least three or four very distinctive mound building cultures where mounds were built by different peoples for different reasons.
Did those cultures interact at all?
Well, the picture, last time we ended with late woodland, and starting about 1,000 years ago, the complexity of the archaeological record really increases. We have a lot more information, and there are at least three different archaeological cultures that coexist in that 1,000 to 1,200 year range in our region, one being late woodland, where there are some cultures still building effigy mounds. in the southern half of the state. There's this middle Mississippian intrusion that is the result of contact with very complex cultures that lived in almost city-like large villages in the American bottom, and then a regional expression that we're not clear exactly how it originated, referred to as Oneota, that are agricultural people that appear to not build mounds regularly. So all three of those things are happening simultaneously between A.D. 1000 and 1250 in our region.
And did they interact at all?
Well, certainly in the case of the Middle Mississippian presence, as I mentioned, that archaeologists use this term Middle Mississippian to refer to complex cultures that existed in the American bottom and further to the south. And the largest sort of capital of this great complex culture is Cahokia, a site that is the largest in North America, and perhaps as many as estimates of between 10 to 20,000, maybe even 40,000 in the surrounding area live there. And these folks did send some type of exploration, and you could almost use the term colonists in some cases, up into Wisconsin that interacted with our local late woodland folks. And the best example of that is the site of Aztalan.
Yeah, I would think. What were those cultures, the Mississippian cultures, like? How were they how did they differ from the earlier Indian cultures we've talked about?
Well, it's a very good question, and when I teach Wisconsin archaeology and students are first, we start to talk about Middle Mississippian, like students are amazed that the traditional image that the public has of prehistoric Native Americas in our region is predominantly hunter-gatherers, maybe some corn agriculturists. But Middle Mississippian peoples lived in many cases, nucleated villages with a very complex ranked social structure. At the very top of their society were ruling chiefly elite families that likely inherited their power, very different from many native groups that people are familiar with on the plains or eastern woodland hunter-gatherer groups. This is a very different type of social organization. And these people built large villages often that are palisaded or walled that contain these flat-top pyramid-like mounds.
Hmm. And they depended more on agriculture then?
Yes. When we ended last time with late woodland corn agriculture and beans and squash really pick up in the region by about AD 900. And Mississippian peoples, a significant portion of their diet was dependent upon corn, beans, and squash. And this could support very large populations. It's hard to imagine cities such as Cahokia across from St. Louis in Illinois of 10,000 people living in one location. That would not be possible without the advent of intensive agriculture. And so these people really perfected agricultural practices and used it to support significant numbers of people in large populations.
And you mentioned Aztalan, and we have Aztalan State Park near Lake Mills is probably the best known, as you say, Middle Mississippian site. When did people occupy that site?
Well, there were initial occupations going far back into prehistory. Archaeologists have discovered a variety of cultural occupations at the site, but there's an intensification around AD 900 of local late woodland peoples, and then, and as I mentioned, this intrusion of Middle Mississippian folks arriving sometime in 1150 AD, and it becomes this very unique community with platform mounds, a palisaded walled construction, and very different than the surrounding effigy mound cultures that exist in the region as well.
What was the significance of these types of mounds to their peoples? Do we know?
Well, in the case of Middle Mississippian, these platform mounds appear to have been constructed in a pyramid-like structure with a flat top. These are platforms that supported ritual structures for in some cases, charnel houses that contained the dead of past elite relatives or lineages, religious structures, and the residence of the high-ranking individuals that held special status in these communities. One of the best interpretations to look at Aztalan is this recent book by Robert Birmingham, and Lynn Goldstein. Birmingham's a former state archaeologist. Lynn Goldstein is now a professor at Michigan State, formerly from UW-Milwaukee, and they've recently published Aztalan, Mysteries of an Ancient Indian Town, and it's just an outstanding summary of what archaeologists know about this site.
Absolutely. Well, we have some callers online. I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. You can visit us with a phone call at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. Paul in New Berlin has a question, so let's go to Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hi, thank you. I hope you can help clear up some issues that go all the way back to 95, in which I was encouraged to go down to the Yucatan with as guardian of the staff that had been given by a Native American medicine man, the gathering of the tribes, and was participated in a ceremony down there, sacred geometry of some of the Chichen Itza and Palenque. And then later on, last summer, not this summer, but the year before, there was, at the Indian Summer, there was a ceremony in which soil from around the sacred mounds of Mississippian culture and other mound cultures, even going over other parts of off the continent, were dedicated as part of a medicine wheel ceremony of people coming together and basically healing, coming back into right relationship with the earth. And I had a chance to participate in that also. The issue being that there was some old prophecies that people had come up from the Yucatan, from Central America supposedly, and migrated up, possibly up to the Mississippi culture, all the way up into Wisconsin and Ocalan and whatever, and that there was somehow a connection between a lot of the Americas and these Mound cultures. What do you know about the connection with the Yucatan, the possibility of coming across the Gulf there and up the Mississippi?
All right. Thank you for calling.
An interesting question. The name itself refers to these types of ideas and explanations for the origins of Mississippian cultures in eastern North America. Aztalan was discovered by Euro-Americans in the 1830s. A fellow by the name of Heyer wrote the first account. Later, Increase Lapham visited the site and mapped it. And the site got its name because in the mid-19th century, scholars had three primary ideas about who built the mound cultures of eastern North America. One, which was considered quite radical at the time, was that they were in fact built by indigenous native peoples in the eastern U.S. Two, that they were built by some lost European cultures that were subsequently destroyed or wiped out by native peoples. And third, that somehow these mounds were the ancestral homeland of the complex cultures that eventually built many of the great cities in Central America. And Aztalan got its name because one of the original viewers of the site interpreted it as being potentially the homeland.